The Lord be with you.
And with
your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. One of the scribes came to Jesus and asked him, "Which is the first of all the commandments?" Jesus replied, "The first is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this: You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these." The scribe said to him, "Well said, teacher. You are right in saying, 'He is one, and there is no other than He.' And to love Him with all your heart, with all your understanding, with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself is worth more than all burnt offerings and sacrifices." And when Jesus saw that he answered with understanding, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." And no one dared to ask him any more questions. The Gospel of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, it struck me last night in a way like never before in preparation for this homily. What does God, above all else, ask of us? What is the primary request that He makes of us? He says, "Love me." He doesn't say, "Serve me." He doesn't say, "Obey me." He doesn't say, "Follow me." He says, "Love me." What is the first commandment? To love God. We can all do that. Right? Sometimes you say, "Gosh, I don't know if I can do what God asked me." Love Him. And how does He desire to be loved? With all your heart. Not with some of it, not with most of it, but with your entire heart. And if we love God with our whole hearts, we will fulfill every commandment that He gives. It all starts with love. It's why our Lord says to Peter, "Do you love me? Do you love me?" I came in through the chapel afterwards. I was walking over in the YMCA park. And I just knelt down and I said, "Oh my gosh, Lord, do I love you? Do I love you with all of me? Do I love you with my whole heart? I truly desire to." My brothers and sisters, what were the saints, first and foremost? They were great lovers. You think of someone like St. Therese of Lisieux. She says, "God does not want half-hearted lovers. So I'm going to love Him with my whole heart." Or Mother Teresa of Calcutta, "I want to love God like no one has ever loved Him before." Anyone is capable of love. It's what we were all made for. We had a new family recently join the parish, a family from out in Folsom. And I met them and, I don't want to jump ahead too far. So I meet this couple, and they seem like this terrific Catholic couple. They probably were raised in these great Catholic families. And I'm talking to them after last month's adoration. And I sit down and I say, "Tell me about yourselves." And the wife says, "Father, it's amazing that we're here today." And I said, "Well, why is that?" She said, "Well, when we first met, I thought there was no chance." And then he chimes in. He says, "When I saw her, I knew that she was the one." He said, "It was interesting though, because I was thinking about entering the seminary. Then I see her and I know this is the one that God has for me." So we meet, we start to talk, things get going really well. And then we have our first date. And I invite her to my family's home. And she walks in and the first thing she sees is a crucifix. Now she grew up Catholic. She was baptized, maybe went to Mass a few times in her life. That was it. Well, then I show her my bedroom. And she sees statues of saints. And she turns to me and she says, "You know what? I don't think I'm the one for you." He said, Father, that night I was going to bed and I said, Lord, I was certain when I saw her that she was the one you had chosen for me. How can this be? He said, I fell asleep that night and I had a dream. And our Lord said to me in the dream, He said, just love her and I will take care of everything else. My brothers and sisters, it's the same with God. If we just love Him, and if we seek to love Him with all our whole hearts, He will take care of all the rest.